I'm David Borax, 90.7 WFAE News. Full electric power has been restored on Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands at North Carolina's Outer Banks. A bridge construction crew cut underground transmission lines a week ago, and visitors were evacuated at the height of the summer tourism season. I talked to Helena Stevens, who runs the 38-room Blackbeard's Lodge on Ocracoke.
Power has been on the islands. We've been on generator power, but today at noon, visitors are welcome back to the islands.
So you've had nobody staying there for the past week. What has that meant for your business?
It has been a setback, to say the least. It's the high season, so we all count on the revenue this time of year and the visitors coming.
Do you think you'll be able to make up for it somehow, or is this going to be a tough year?
We're hoping that we will be. We have a shoulder season where we have events, and the weather's fantastic, so we hope people will come and visit us after the season, the main season, is over. But we will have to work to accommodate the loss.
What's it been like without visitors on the island?
It's been very peaceful, actually. Beautiful weather. Sometimes it's been nice to enjoy the island when traditionally many people wouldn't typically be able to because they'd be heads down working and, accommodating what's necessary during the season. But we've really missed having the people here, and it's been difficult sort of not knowing what's going to happen and hoping for the best, but having to rely on bits and pieces of news as it comes out. So it's been a little stressful, but there's been pockets of nice times.
Do you have anything special planned for the return of guests?
We're just excited that the weather's nice and that everybody's going to come back and all the businesses are up and in order and have everything prepared for everyone after this time off.
Helena, thanks so much.
Sure.
Helena Stevens and her husband operate the Blackbeard Lodge in Ocracoke at the Outer Banks of North Carolina.